The dialogue for the chief directors of ministries, departments and agencies and other key stakeholders is to deliberate on pertinent issues for the advancement of the economy. It also seeks to address how Ghana can design and implement effective strategies and policies that will support the promotion of rapid inclusive economic growth of the country. African countries, including Ghana, have committed to the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goal, Agenda 2063, which seeks to ensure that the continent fast-tracks the implementation of flagship programs identified to have immediate positive impact on growth of economies. Vice President Baumia said government flagship programs such as the One District, One Factory, One Village, One Dam and Planting for Food initiative requires the commitment and collaborative efforts of all to make them successful. He said chief directors have a major task to propel this by being diligent for effective results.
The essence of innovative thinking should not be downplayed as we strive to transform these regional and global programs from mere agreements into vigorous action. It is incumbent on ministries to be deliberate in the portrayal of Ghana as an attractive destination for investment, the promotion of trade, and the support for Ghanaian businesses. Ghana should benefit financially in her relations with other countries. The fact that economic diplomacy has steadily made its way to the forefront of Ghana's foreign policy, the promotion and protection of Ghana's global economic interests must become a major preoccupation in our dealings with the world.
The Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Tijani Mohammed, charged the chief directors to assist government to turn the economy around.
The principle of economic inclusiveness cannot be overemphasized because the economic development of this country must impact the lives of all Ghanaians, not just select few. The over-alarming rate of armed robberies that have resulted in the loss of property and innocent lives in recent times is a reality check that high unemployment and the huge disparity of income in the country must be tackled as a matter of urgency. Given the collective mandates of your various ministries, I am confident that this platform will provide you the opportunity to brainstorm strategic, credible, and sustainable policies to ensure that the accelerated socio-economic transformation and the policy on Ghana Beyond Aid envisioned by the President becomes a reality.
The head of the civil service, Nana Kwesi Ejekum Jamna, said it is imperative to change the negative perception the public holds about civil and public services. He indicated that the development of service charters and monitoring of compliance in support of the fight against corruption is key to help the orientation of MDAs towards their customers.
The chief directors must lead the civil service in changing the narratives. We must initiate innovations based on government priority areas and enhance tracking and improve intersectorial collaboration so that the President's transformation agenda will be seen by all the good people of Ghana.
The week-long forum is jointly being hosted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration and the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
Mercy Darko reporting.